Hello. So I'm finally getting around to recording this question answer type of audio that I posted about a little while ago. Also, sorry if you can hear my fan, but like honestly, it's hot as hell in here even though it's winter, so I'm leaving the fan on. But yeah, so I'm finally gonna answer all these questions, and I'm not gonna read usernames with them just because a couple people asked me not to, like the people who asked me questions in PMs asked me not to, and also I'm like terrified of butchering people's names, so I'm just not gonna read it. But anyway, and also I haven't like pre-thought out my answers to these questions, I'm just answering them as I go, so you'll have to forgive me if I say like because I'm thinking. Okay. Let's start. I just wrote them all down, like, in a document, so I'm just gonna go down the list. First question. First thing you do when checking out a guy? I guess, like, I look at his just overall physique, I guess. And if I like that, and I like his face, then I'll probably start looking at his butt or something, I'm not gonna lie. 'Cause, you know what? Your girl likes a little bit of man booty. Okay. Next question. Are you bi-curious? Not really. Like, it's kind of weird because I have had the rare crush on a girl in the past. Only, like, 2 times, but it's happened. But at the same time, I don't really like girls in a sexual sense. Like, if I'm attracted to a girl, it's because I like her personality, not because I like her body or something like that, you know? Like, I don't know. Girls just don't do it for me, sexually. Yeah. So, I mean, I might try to date a girl, but I probably wouldn't because I feel like that would be unfair to her, since I wouldn't want to, like, do anything sexual with her. So, I probably wouldn't, but yeah. Bi-curious in a romantic sense, yes. Bi-curious in a sexual sense, no. Favorite starter Pokemon? My favorite starter Pokemon is Torchic, because when I first played Pokemon for the first time, I think it was Emerald, but don't quote me on that. You know, I had to pick a starter, and I really didn't care about, like, oh, which one will be the best, which one, you know, whatever. I was worried about which one do I think is the cutest. And I thought Torchic was the cutest, so I picked that one. So yes, it's Torchic because it's cute. Best fruit to eat as a dessert. The best fruit, just in general, is peaches. I'm not up for debate on that. It's peaches. And I'm not wrong. It's a fact. Just peaches are just the best fruit in general. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Favorite eye color for men. Honestly, it's not really that big of a deal to me. Like, if I like you, your eye color is kind of irrelevant to me. But if I had to pick, I would say I like lighter color eyes, like blue or green. But, like, that's not to say that I don't like brown eyes or anything, because I think they're fine too. Just if I had to choose, I guess those are the ones I would pick. If you were a super villainess, what would your primary method of torture be? Oh gosh. My primary method of torture. I guess I would just have to tie my people up and, like, drip water on their forehead until they gave me whatever it is that I want. Chinese water torture. I've heard that's really fucking awful. What's an embarrassing story that I can use to tease you? You have already heard my embarrassing stories. The person who asked me this question. You have heard them. I have told you embarrassing stories about me. But I'll tell one. And you've probably already heard it, but I'm not gonna give you a new one. So, sucks to be you. Okay, but anyway, embarrassing story. There was this one time in school, and we were having, like, not an assembly, but just, like, a presenter in our class, I guess. And they were going over, like, all the school rules and the different, like, terms of, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, you know how in school you have, like, ISS, which is in-school suspension, OSS, which is out-of-school suspension, and things like that, like, those little acronyms? That person was explaining the acronyms to us, and then they asked, does anyone know what blah 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 means? I can't even remember what it was called, but they asked, does anyone know what blah 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 means? And at the time, there was this game that a lot of people were playing around school that was also called blah blah blah, where it was like a game where a person would give you a name, and if you guessed the name, like, within the right amount of time or whatever, you didn't have to kiss that person, but if you got their name wrong or something, you had to kiss them. It was such a stupid game, and, like, nobody ever went through with it, but yeah. Anyway, so I thought I was being so smart, and I raised my hand, and that's the answer I gave. Oh, yeah, it's the kissing game we play. And the lady just looked at me, and she was like, no, that's not what it is at all. It's actually blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that out loud. I'm never raising my hand in class ever again for any reason. It was so embarrassing, and I kind of wanted to dig a hole and just bury myself in it. But yeah, that was horribly embarrassing for me. Okay. Favorite flavor donut. The best flavor of donut is just like chocolate glazed. Like a regular donut with chocolate glaze on it. That is so good. What filling would you be? I would be no filling, because that's the best filling. I don't really like donuts with filling, so I would be no filling. How tall are you? The name Tiniest Angel has me curious. So, I'm actually not, like, the tiniest ever to exist. I'm only about, like, 5'3". I think that's, like, 163 or 162 centimeters. So I'm not, like, extraordinarily short, but yeah, I just thought the name was cute, so that's what I went with. Okay, next question. How old are you? I don't want to give my exact age, like, publicly, but to answer the question, I'm in the, like, late teens, early 20s range. Last movie you watched start to finish. I watched this movie on Netflix, and it was like, what was it called? It was like something cameras, 13 cameras, I think it was. And it was like this movie about like a landlord who put a bunch of secret cameras in the house and was like watching the people and whatever. And it was a really creepy movie. Yeah. So that's the last movie that I watched. If you had to lose 1 cent, what would it be and why? Oh, man. Well, let's see. The senses are touch, taste, sight, smell. What am I forgetting? Oh, my God. Do I really have to Google it? I really have to Google it. I can't believe I'm forgetting the freaking senses. Touch, taste, sight, smell. Oh, and hearing. Sorry for being a dumbass. But I guess if I had to lose one of those, I guess I would pick smell, definitely. Because I wouldn't want to lose my sight or my hearing. Those two are, like, I feel like the most important to me. And I wouldn't want to lose my sense of taste, because that would mean I couldn't taste, like, delicious food, and that would be really sad for me. And I know that when you lose your sense of smell, you kind of lose your sense of taste, but I don't think you completely lose it. So yeah, I would pick that. And is it possible to lose your sense of touch? Like, can you be just... No, I guess you can't. Like, if you lost your sense of touch, you wouldn't just be, like, up walking around. So, I wouldn't want to lose that either, so yeah. I will go with smell. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? I don't really have a specific place that I would want to live, but ideally, I would like to live somewhere where the weather is always, like, warm, because I really don't do well in the cold. I don't like it at all, so ideally, I would live in a place that is always warm. But also, I wouldn't want it to get too hot either. But I'm not sure if a place like that exists. Because I feel like if you live in a place that's always warm in the summer, it would get, like, blistering hot. But then again, I guess I would rather be hot than cold. So, yeah, I'll go with that. When do you feel most alive? That's a deep question. I guess it kind of means it in, like, a literal sense. But I feel like I feel most alive when I'm, like, exercising or being active or working out. Just, like, physically, I feel very alive. Like, my heart is pounding and I'm sweating and my, like, you know, my heart rate is up and, yeah. You know what I mean? And I like to feel sore after a workout. Like, I don't know if that's weird, but I like to feel sore because it makes me feel like I did a good job. You know what I mean? So I guess I will have to say that, even though I kind of took it in a literal sense. Yeah. Favorite book. Oh, man. I don't know if I have a favorite book. I used to be a huge bookworm when I was a kid, but nowadays I really don't read much. Like, I read stuff on Reddit and I read articles and stuff, but I honestly don't remember the last time I read a book. I think it was in... I don't even know, man. That's sad. I need to go to the library and get some freaking books. So, I honestly don't have an answer to that. I don't have a favorite book. Favorite movie. Well, my answer to this one is lame too, because I don't have a favorite movie either. I don't know. I only really like scary movies. Like, scary movies are my favorite genre. But out of that genre, I don't really have a favorite, you know? Like, any movie that's scary or uncomfortable or puts you on edge, I like that. So, that's not really a definite answer, but it's the best answer I can give. Okay, favorite food. I would have to say that my favorite food is... it's a certain type of pizza. It's not just pizza in general, it's a certain type of pizza. Like, there's this restaurant that's a little bit of a ways from my house, and I've been eating there since I was a kid, and oh my god, their pizza is literally the best thing I've ever tasted. It's amazing. It's thin crust, and I know a lot of people think that's the most disgusting thing in the world, and I'm sorry to tell you that you're wrong, but it's like thin crust, super gooey cheese. Oh my god, it's fantastic. I would eat it every day if I could. Pick a song to describe your current mood. My current mood. I'm gonna pick... you know that song? Oh, it's by Alicia Keys. What is it called? Girl on Fire. That's what it's called. Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys. Because, I don't know, just lately I just feel like a strong-ass woman. And I'm, like, living my life and I'm being the best me. So, yeah. That's kind of my theme song right now. If your life was a movie, what would it be called? Man, that's hard. It would probably just be called something lame, like the biography of me. Like, there's no good title that I can come up with. Like, my life is not remarkable enough to make a movie about in the first place. So, yeah. Does pineapple go on pizza? For me personally, absolutely not. But you know what? I'm not gonna tell anyone that they can't put it on their pizza, because if they want to, you know, who am I to tell you that you can't? So, yeah. For me, no, that's gross. But if you like it, live your life. and eat your pineapple on your pizza. Okay. Do you have a boyfriend? No. Not at the moment. I'm very single. And honestly, I'm not really looking. So, yeah. There you have it. If you got in a relationship, would you tell them about GWA or would you stop posting? Well, I wouldn't tell them right off the bat. Like, if I just went on a few dates with someone, I wouldn't be like, hey, by the way, I post audio porn on the internet. But if I wanted to get serious, I feel like the more likely option is that I would stop posting just because I wouldn't really feel like I needed to anymore. Not that I feel like I need to right now, but it's kind of like my way of expression. So I feel like if I actually had a real life person to do those things with, I wouldn't have the urge, I guess, to make recordings. But who knows? And also, like I said, not really looking for a relationship right now, so that's not really a thing that I'm worried about at the moment. Will you ever do another photo set? I'm not gonna say no, because I feel like at some point I definitely will, but I'm in the middle of a transformation right now. Like, since my last photo set, I've lost about 20 pounds, and I've been working out more, and I'm just changing myself, I guess, into a me that I like more. So maybe when I'm, like, satisfied with that, and I look in the mirror and I'm like, damn, girl, you hot, then I'll make another one. But yeah, at the moment, I'm not really planning on it. But at the same time, I'm not saying no, because I know that I probably eventually will in the future. Okay, next question. Are your orgasms real or fake? Ooh, the real tea. In the roleplay audios that I do, they're not real, just because it would be kind of hard to give myself an actual orgasm while recording a roleplay at the same time. It would be kind of difficult for me to do. But in the audios that I've made where I'm just like being me, you know what I'm saying? Those ones are definitely real. Those are not fake. So yeah, there you have it. What things turn you on in audios, like voice type, scenarios, etc.? I like a lot of things, honestly. Voice type doesn't really matter to me. I honestly prefer, like, American accents just because I'm American, too. And I feel like it's more, I don't know, relatable, I guess. But, like, it's not a big deal either way. Like, I'm not gonna say, oh, British accent, oh, can't listen to that. So, it's not really a big deal to me. Scenarios? I like BFE type scenarios, like boyfriend experience, like sweeter audios, stuff like that. What can I say? I'm a slut for affection. But honestly, I'll give a lot of things a try, except for like really brutal, like MDOM or like degrading things, because that's a turnoff for me. But honestly, aside from that, I'll probably give a lot of things to try, even if it's not like immediately like, oh wow, that's such a huge turn on, because who knows, you know? I've discovered a few things that I didn't really know I was into until I found GWA, and I listened to audios of it and I was like, okay, maybe I am into that. You know? So yeah. What made you want to post on GWA? I guess it's the fact that, you know, I don't really have a sexual outlet in real life. Like, I don't have any way to release the tension, so it feels good to post on GWA to kind of put myself out there and then get a positive response. It makes me feel good, and it makes me feel more confident about my sexuality, I guess. So yeah. Would you ever show your face? Definitely not. Just because, well, one, it would feel kind of dangerous for me, just because I would feel very vulnerable if everybody knew what my face looked like. Because, you know, who knows? Maybe a person who listens to my audios lives, like, two doors down from me, And then next time they see me, they're like, oh my god, that's that girl that posts on GWA. Like, I do not want that kind of thing. But also, I feel like, I know I personally do this, so I wouldn't be surprised to know that other people do it too, but I tend to kind of create the person in my head of, like, whoever audio that I'm listening to, I kind of create what they look like. So, I feel like if I showed my face, for a lot of people, it would kind of, like, shatter the illusion that they have, and I don't really want to do that, so I'd look like whatever you imagine me to look like. Okay, what type of guys do you like? Personality-wise, obviously, I like guys who are sweet, not fuckboys or assholes. You know, I'm not saying you have to be, like, a Harvard graduate or anything, but I would like a guy on the same kind of intellectual level as me, just so that, you know, I wouldn't get bored of, like, being with him or talking to him or anything, you know, like that. I guess just, like, in general, just a nice, caring person. That's, like, a really dumb answer, I feel like, but that's just how it is, you know? Physically, that's honestly not crazy important to me. Like, I'm not gonna lie and say, oh, looks don't matter at all. Because obviously they do. It's not gonna work out if you're not attracted to a person. But, like, I like all hair colors. I like most body types. Like, to be honest, I don't like super skinny guys, and I don't like super, super big guys either, but, like, a little skinny is okay, average is okay, a little chubby is okay, a little muscular is okay, you know? I don't like any extreme, but other than that, it really is not that relevant to me. How tiny are you? I kind of already answered that question earlier when I said my height, but if you really want to know what I look like, you can look at, like, the photos that I've posted if you haven't. But like I said, also, I've lost weight since those photos, so I am smaller than I was in those photos, but, like, yeah. Favorite and least favorite thing about recording? I would say my favorite thing is definitely, like, the response that I get. Like, I love to see people comment and say, like, this was so hot, such a turn on, whatever. Because it's kind of validating. Like, it's good to know, like, okay, this kink that I have isn't weird. People think it's hot, whatever. So, that feels good. And also, it just feels good to have people tell me, like, oh, you sound so cute, you sound so sexy, whatever. Because, you know, I'm not the most confident person in the world, so, you know, everyone likes a good self-esteem booster every now and then. So, yeah. And my least favorite thing about recording, well, aside from all, like, not all, like, I don't get a ton, but I do occasionally get the message that's like, hey, you sound like a little slut, you wanna be my fuck toy? Like, no, don't say that shit to me ever again, thank you. But, aside from that, I guess the least favorite thing would be actually having to listen back to my audios to make sure they sound good. Because listening to myself, like, moan and say dirty things is, like, the most cringeworthy thing in the world. I hate it, but I do it, you know, because I don't want to post something that sounds bad. So, gotta make sure it sounds good, but, whew, I do not like hearing myself be sexy. Number one thing you look for in a guy. It's kind of a cliche or, like, lame answer, but definitely, like, a good heart, you know? Like, honestly, I don't care how attractive I think you are. If you're a shithead, I don't want anything to do with you. Like, you know? And I feel like that's kind of a cop-out answer, but, like, that is the honest answer. Like, you gotta have a nice personality and a good heart, otherwise, I don't want to deal with you. Last question. What is the one thing that turns you on the most? Like I said earlier, I am a fucking slut for affection, okay? I love that shit. Hand-holding? Yes, please. Hugs? Fuck yeah. Cuddles? You betcha. Like, honestly, that's not even, like, a sexual thing, so to say, but, like, I don't know. It is for me, in a way. Like, it's a turn on to be cared about. Maybe that's weird. I don't know. But yeah, I would say that's definitely, like, the biggest thing for me. Like, And I'm not saying that I'm super vanilla or anything, because I'm definitely not. But, like, I think it needs to be included in everything. Even if you're doing, like, a super BDSM domination thing, whatever. At the back of it, there's always still that affection there, you know? I like that. I like that a lot. So, yeah. My answer will be affection. And that is it for the questions. So, thank you to everyone who sent me a question, whether it was like in a comment or in a PM. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful day, or night, or morning, or evening. I don't know what time it is for you, but I hope it's wonderful. Bye-bye.